What up, y'all? It's your boy, Rodney Perry. Time for another episode of the podcast, right? It's the Rodney Perry Podcast. Great news coming down the pipe. Of course, we're going to keep doing the podcast, but know this. Rodney Perry will be making his debut on Sirius Satellite Radio very soon, okay? The Rodney Perry Show, the Rodney Perry Live, will be going down on Sirius Satellite XM. It's coming. I can't say when. I can't give you a date yet, but please know that Rodney Perry about to go nationwide. Oh, my God. We're already worldwide right here, though, right? I mean, you're everywhere. You're from Compton to Cairo, Frisco to Maine. Thank you for hollering at your boy. The podcast is my thoughts, my inner workings, and it occurred to me today that this, if you do not understand how to manage women in your life, you will lead a long, lonely, unsuccessful life. Right? What do you mean, Rodney Perry? I mean this. The women in your life run everything from your home, might be your wife, your girlfriend, your relationship. They run your business, maybe a business associate, blah, 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 blah. Maybe your mother, your aunt, the matriarch of the family. If you don't understand certain things about women, you will be in trouble. First of all, women are delicate creatures. They require delicate handling. Let me explain. I'm married 22 years. The best thing I learned through the course of my marriage is this. A man's luxury might be a woman's necessity. Okay? Say, for instance, Rodney Perry, you need a haircut. Guess what? If I have to, I can cut my hair myself. I don't care how much money I got in the bank. I'm rich, I'm poor. I can cut my own hair. If you're a woman, you never cut your own hair. You might do your hair occasionally, but getting your hair done is a necessity. So once I understood that, I had to build my wife's necessities into my hustle. So if I was hustling for $1,000 a month, I need another $500 to accommodate my wife's necessities. Just to the little things that make her go, I can't dismiss that. So that's one thing. Okay, the things as a man that are luxuries to you are not luxuries to your woman. Know that. Secondly, you can't put women together. Now, it makes sense sometimes. Hey, man, I'm going to get my mom this. I'm going to get my wife this. Give me two of them. No, you cannot put women together. I don't care how much they mean to you in your life. You have to give them individual attention. I'm a father of six daughters, and I would love to grab my daughters and deal with them as a unit, but you cannot deal with women as a unit. Women are Women are individuals. They do not like to be lumped together. It shows a lack of preparation, a lack of planning. They hate that. A woman never wants to feel like she's a part of a whole nother pile of shit. Say, for instance, you have a nickname for your girl. You can't call nobody else in the world that nickname. Trust me. Did you just say, hey, Bookie, to somebody on the phone? Just a friend of mine. No, you cannot do that. So, what else? Be wary of new women. No matter what it is, business, personal, any relationship, a new woman will come in your life and disrupt your life. And it's not because of her, it's because of the women that's already in your life. Because they fear losing position. And even if I'm talking about these people that you're not romantically involved with. I'm not talking about your woman. I'm talking about a business associate. I'm talking about a friend. A new woman coming in is a threat. On another note, to my female friends, you are not allowed to be friends with my girl, my wife, my significant other. The moment you become friends with my wife, we stop being friends. Sorry. It's just what it is. The facts. You cannot be my friend and her friend. We can't be friends together. Now, if we meet, we couple friends, me and my girl, and your guy, we friends like that, so be it. But if you was my friend and you become her friend, you no longer my friend. That's just what it is. Same way, my friend, good friend, talented lady, love her. Love her husband. She's my friend. I love him. He's a great guy, but he is not my friend. I never have, like, the conversation I would have with my boys. Hey, man, oh, blah, 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 do, do, do. Nope. We not friends like that. If we do business, so be it, blah, blah, blah. When you blur those lines, you run the risk of getting your nugget thumped. Don't get your nugget thumped. It's Rodney Perry. I don't know a lot, but I know a little bit about everything. Hi, John. I'm going to go, man, before somebody call me and mess up this podcast. Dates coming up. Go to the website, RodneyPerry.com. All my social media is Rodney Perry. Instagram, Twitter, and if you play Madden, I'm RP Live 2009 on PS4. And I'm starting a Twitch account. Who wants some? Come get it. That's right. It's your boy, Rodney Perry. We get down on the podcast every day. But let me tell you something. I'm not to be messed with. It's your boy, RP. And I'm out.